you're 100% in control of your happiness, what you do in your life. You're 100% in control of your happiness, ladies and gents. We are just on a roll right now. We're doing an episode again. We're on a roll. Blood's flowing. But your happiness is what truly matters in your life. We talked about not giving a shit what anybody else thinks about you. Create the life that you want to have. No one can tell you how you should live your life. No one can tell you what you need to do in your life. At the end of the day, it's your life and your happiness. So what's going to make you happy? If you don't know what makes you happy because you don't even know yourself, then we got to find some soul searching. We got to find some things. Go taste the world. That's why I'm so happy we could thank my freaking best friend for this. He said, you need to go out and travel. You don't even know how to travel. You don't know what you actually like. And there's nothing wrong with that, because if you don't know, you don't know. You can't be upset with it. So go find out and know. We did the crazy snowboard trips. You guys can go watch those vlogs. Snowboarding. We went to so many different states. Hit so many different mountains. We went to Hawaii. We went to Jamaica. We went to Belize. We've been to New York. We've been to Boston. So much traveling this year. What did I find out? I found out what made me happy when I travel. I know what I like now when I travel. I don't care about looking at architecture. I don't care about buildings. I don't care about the history to an extent. I love scuba diving. I love being in the water. I don't care too much for the hikes, but if I got some crazy, amazing, scenic, gorgeous hike, racing that sunset, I mean, sunrise, racing the sun up the mountain. God, that mountain was awful, but it was absolutely worth it. But it's the happiness that you guys need to be going for. You have one life. I know it's so cliche. I hate saying it. You have one life, but you really do only have one life. Do you really want to spend the rest of your life being unhappy with what you're doing? You have no reason. You don't owe anybody anything, and nobody owes you anything. When I started my gym at 21, every single person, besides my mom — my mom's amazing. She's literally the best mom in the world. I always ask her, what the hell did you do to me as a child for me to become the way that I am? But my mom's awesome. She supports me with no matter what. She would literally hide a body for me. I say that all the time, but she really would. So watch out, ladies. Don't do me wrong. Mama bear is scary. But when I opened the gym, everyone's like, there's no way you're going to do it. I was 21. I don't know what the hell I was doing. I had no idea. I changed so many different things when I had the gym. So much. I learned so much. I wish I can go back and open up a gym right now. I want to. Fun fact, it might happen one day. But I did it. Imagine wanting to do something your whole life and saying, damn, I wish I would have done that. That is the biggest thing I never want to do, is live with a regret. The biggest regret I have in my entire life is not wrestling my senior year. That is the only regret that I have. Slight second regret would be not selling the gym, but I did it and it's fine. It is what it is and it's fine. But the biggest regret of my entire life was not wrestling senior year. That's it. I've always done the things that I want to do. Because at the end of the day, I didn't care what anybody else said. I didn't care what anybody else thought about me. I had an amazing job. I was crushing it in sales. There was no reason. I had the 401k. I had great benefits, all of it. But at the end of the day, I wasn't happy. That's not the life that I wanted to live. And my biggest thing is what I've always wanted is being able to do the things I want to do. Being there for my wife. Never having my wife ever complain saying I'm never home, that he's always working, or anything like that. And I never, ever want to miss my kids' games, practices, recitals. I don't ever want that. I want to be there. I never want to miss those things. And that's what I want. And that's the thing. It doesn't matter what anybody else wants. It's what you want. No one can tell you how you should live your life. It's yours. But the haters are always going to tell you how you should live your life and that you are doing it the wrong way. Misery loves company. But happiness is everything. You don't like your job? Change it. You don't like your significant other? You can change it. Have the conversation with them first, because maybe they don't even know that you're so unhappy. Have that conversation. You'd be pretty surprised of what happens when you actually have that conversation. Because ladies, I'm talking directly to you. Us men, dragons, dinosaurs, men, women, whatever you guys are into, we don't know your secret handshake. If we don't know your secret handshake, you can't be mad at us. So just throw that out there. Make sure y'all let us know when things aren't happy. Like, don't just say no, nothing. Everything's fine. And then reply with a K. But life's too short to not do the things you enjoy doing and your happiness. From opening up the gym to 21. It's crazy. I accomplished one of my dreams of being able to do or get something or whatnot. And it was crazy when I was driving by the gym that I had, just laughing because I was like, holy macaroni, at 21. I still have the photo of when I got the keys to the gym, and it's just so crazy of what's happened in the past almost 10 years of starting the gym at 21. What I've learned, what I've done, and how many times I could have just quit and just gave up and just not even have done it, and then not even started Fullerton Nutrition, and countless hours, TikToks, posts, videos, lives, one-on-one calls, everything that I've done to get to just where I am, and we're just getting freaking started. It's just so crazy thinking back to then. And I went back and was and ate one of the restaurants that I was a busboy at, and I was a dishwasher, my first real job. And it's just so crazy looking back at every single like milestone, you can call it, and how many times people are like, you need to do this, you shouldn't do that, and what I was thinking at those times and what I wanted then, it's really never changed. And what I learned the most of what I really want in life is definitely when I had the gym, because I had clients. It's more of a therapy session when it comes to personal training, let me tell you. These ladies will tell me anything. But never wanted to be with somebody that I wasn't actually in love with. I wanted to absolutely be happy to have them be my best friend in life. So I knew that. And don't just settle. That was definitely a lot. And a lot of people talking about being so busy with work and not having time for themselves. And when I had the gym, I also learned too, I want to create the life that I can absolutely do anything that I want, no matter when. If I want to go to New York tomorrow for a buddy's birthday, I can. Does never have to be strapped down to where you can't go and actually enjoy life and do the things that you want to do. If you make less money, but you got to be with your family more and never miss those milestones with your family, you can't put the price on it. You can't put the price on missing your kid score their first touchdown, score their first goal, or your kid landing their first vault in gymnastics. So just those little priceless things you can never get back, and you can never reverse back and say you wish you would have went. Instead, just go. It's the happiness. Happiness is everything. If you're not happy, if you're not living the life that you want to live, what's the point of living? So ask yourself, what do you want? It's with everything. Weight loss. What do you want? Do you want to lose body fat? Do you want to love the way that you look? Do you want to be healthy? Do you want to be able to do that hike on a family vacation? That was a huge thing that hit me too when I was in Hawaii. I was doing this hike and I was trying to race the sunrise up, because watching the sunrise on the East Coast is the most beautiful thing in the absolute world. If you have a crystal clear sky and you wake up and you watch that sunrise, there's no better thing. I love it. It's the most beautiful thing. It's gorgeous. It hit me and I said, there are millions of people who would never get to be able to experience this. You're on a vacation with your family and you get to see this beautiful sunrise and this crazy hike, but you're not able to do it because of your health, because of being overweight. At the end of the day, it was you who made that happen. Going up those freaking stairs, I was like, holy macaroni. Millions of people will never get to experience this ever. So ask yourself, what makes you happy? What do you enjoy doing? Whatever that is, there's no wrong answer for it. Go and do it. Happiness is everything. If you're not living the life you want to live, what is the point of living? So figure it out. Find that why.